Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm Mike Salmon alongside Steve and Julian, and we're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio here at the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Good morning, Steven.
Morning, Mike. I'm having a little bit of a chest pain. Is there something you can help me out with that?
I know people.
Really?
Did you hear the commercial before the show?
Yes.
And the new open, and we want to welcome Eastside Medical Center as the newest partner of Business Radio X. Our thanks to Trent Lind, the CEO out there, and Hope, the marketing lady, and all the wonderful folks out there. We're excited to have them on board.
Love it. I'm excited to be cared for by Eastside Medical.
Exactly. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Eastside because my daughter, who's now 23, was actually one of the first babies ever born when they opened up the main campus there in Snowville. Yeah.
Well, I learned trivia today, and I feel more cared for.
It comes full circle.
So
our thanks to Eastside Medical Center. We are excited to have them on board as the official sponsor now of Gwinnett Business Radio.
Very good.
Yes. So lots of bigger news to come as well, but
I'm excited about our guest today.
We are. We have a wonderful guest, especially for you and I. We are such huge baseball fans, and here in Gwinnett County and the metro Atlanta area, not only are we, of course, blessed with the Atlanta Braves. Did I hear Donald Trump there for a second?
Yeah, and also, by the way, Trey is very excited, too, our producer Trey. He's not on the air, but he is making us sound great. He's thrilled about our guest, too.
Yes. We have Triple A baseball here as well. Of course, the Gwinnett Stripers used to be the Braves, but was it two seasons ago?
It was last season.
Last season, they became the Stripers. And joining us now is the very brand new general manager and vice president, Adam English. Adam, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Glad to be here.
Welcome to Gwinnett County. Before we get into the job and the Stripers and all that good stuff, your thoughts on moving to Gwinnett County and how you've been received so far and living in the Atlanta area?
Sure. It's been amazing. I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, so I'm from the South, and so it's great to be back in the South where everybody's so friendly and welcoming, and my family and I have been welcomed with open arms, and so we're happy to be here and welcomed by the entire community so well.
You join us from Sacramento, where you were part of the AAA team there. Were they just not as nice in California?
Oh, there's plenty of nice people in California, too, but there's nothing like the South.
Well, tell us about your background. You're the new general manager and vice president of the Stripers. Tell us all about Adam English.
Sure. I'll be going into my 15th season in minor league baseball. Got my start actually in Augusta, Georgia, after an internship in Lexington, Kentucky during my senior year of college. But Augusta, Georgia with the Green Jackets and Ripken baseball. And then I was back in Lexington for a time as their assistant general manager, and then out in Sacramento for 6 years. With the River Cats, which is just one of the best franchises in minor league baseball.
For those people who are listening who might be baseball fans but don't necessarily know the things behind the curtain of minor league baseball, when they hear you're the general manager, a lot of sports fans think, oh, he's the guy picking the players. But in minor league baseball, it's very different. Talk a little bit about your job as vice president and general manager.
Absolutely. So, I mean, obviously, there's interaction with the players, but I'm not on my phone, making trades and wheeling and dealing and putting the team on the field. That's we leave those to people far more qualified than myself, like Alex Anthopoulos. So I run the business side of the sport. So I oversee, all of our ticket sales, all of our sponsorships, all of our marketing, all of our fan and community engagement. And the overall ballpark experience. So the fan experience at the ballpark when you're coming out to with promotions and unique things at the ballpark.
So you talked about the fan experience. Let me jump on that
Sure.
and kind of touch on that. There's Mike and I have lived in Gwinnett for a long time. We've been around the Gwinnett AAA franchise here since its beginning and inception. I'm always amazed when I talk about our family going to a game and we talk about the experience how many people in Gwinnett have never been to a game. They always say, oh, I've always wanted to do that, or I've talked about it. I need to go do that. Talk about the game day experience. Talk about the experience of going to a AAA game and what you hope it becomes or has been and continues to be here in Gwinnett.
Minor league baseball has 160 teams across the country. So minor league baseball is every year voted as the most family-friendly, most value. Attendance across minor league baseball's 160 franchises continues to rise, and it's because of that fan experience. It is a community meeting place. It is a place where families can come and enjoy baseball and see the next stars of the major league, and that's at minor league prices. And so, I mean, our focus is family-friendly, safe, value, and you know what? It's fun, too. And so whether it's, you know, unique, quirky promotions or just, you know, beautiful fireworks shows and premium giveaways, you know, our focus and our resources all go into that fan experience because we have the luxury of having a major league affiliate that pays all of our players. That you know, we don't control when they go up and down, so we put all of our time and efforts into making, you know, beautiful Cool Ray Field the place for Gwinnettians and the surrounding counties to come get some, you know, family value entertainment.
He used Gwinnettians already. He's in. I like it.
You mentioned quirky promotions and premium giveaways and the fireworks and all that good stuff. But obviously, anytime a new person comes in, they want to add their stamp to the franchise. What are some of the plans and things that maybe might be a little different moving forward in 2019 if you go to a Stripers game? No, when you go to a Stripers game.
There we go. I like that, Mike. When you go to a Stripers game. I don't want to scoop our entire promotions team. We'll be releasing our promotional schedule in the next couple of weeks. But there's going to be, I mean, there's going to be some premium giveaways that we're actually collaborating with the Braves on. There's going to be unique ticket packages that allow fans to get all of our top games, potentially with some crossover in Atlanta as well. So there are exciting things. When you talk about unique promotions, you know, we want to offer the opportunity to celebrate local heroes, whether that's with our salute to armed forces or our salute to first responders. We want to work with our local organizations like the Scouts and unique, you know, things that are local that people can celebrate about being in this county.
So Bill Veeck, back in the day, used to own the St. Louis Browns, and at one point he had the fans hold up cards to actually coach the players. Is that actually going to be one of the promotions this year?
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah. We do want to protect the players at all costs.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Adam. You've said this is you're entering your 15th year of being involved in minor league baseball. Talk a little bit about your journey. I'm assuming you didn't start as an assistant general manager. What are some of the different roles that you've had in the past? And how does kind of coming up in the business and doing all these different things, how does that help you now that you're in the general manager seat?
That's a great question, Stephen. It's in college, I love talking to people who are in college or high school about the opportunities of working on the business side of sports, because honestly, when I got my first internship, I had no idea what the business side of sports was like. And so during my internship, I mean, I think within the first week I was the mascot, you know, I was selling tickets. I was going on sponsorship calls. And really wearing every hat that you can at a minor league baseball field, pulling tarp. I mean, my game day duty during my my intern year was running the parking lot. So, I didn't get in to see any baseball until, you know, maybe the fifth inning. So what I left that internship knowing was that I loved the business side of the sport. And so my first actual job was in ticket sales. And that's such a common way for people to break into sports, especially on the business side, is selling tickets. And everything is everything related to minor league baseball is fun, but everybody, you know, wears multiple hats and with one common goal of getting people to the ballpark. So learning the revenue side, you know, I worked my way up from, you know, being a ticket salesperson to managing ticket sales. And as an AGM in Lexington, was able to really work with all of our sales teams there and to implement some best practices. And then in Sacramento, implementing really unique programs like a membership platform with, you know, included events for members that, you know, ranged from, you know, taking fans to a big league game to, you know, hosting an event on the field under the lights in the off season with a band on top of second base and table games at second and short. And, you know, we even turned the home dugout into a cigar lounge. So, you know, things like that add value to fans. That You know, and by no means am I did I invent these things. You know, I talked with great major league franchises like the Padres and like the Miami Dolphins in the NFL and the Cleveland Browns, because those teams do some great things on the membership platform. And so I talked with people who'd been through it and implemented what I could along the way.
You talk about adding value, but it's also fun.
Oh, yeah.
People expect a lot of fun when they come out to the ballpark, and that's what they'll get. Our guest is Adam English. He's the new general manager of the Gwinnett Stripers here on Gwinnett Business Radio, getting ready for his first year with the Stripers. You mentioned ticket sales, coming up in ticket sales. Not a secret that the Stripers, formerly the Braves, struggled a little bit getting some people to Coolray Field. Correct me if I'm wrong, Adam. Sacramento is one of the top drawing teams in all of minor league baseball.
In 2015, we led all of minor league baseball in attendance. In their 20-year, they're going into their 20th season this year, and they've been in the top four or five the entire time.
Any ideas what you might be able to do here to kind of give things a little bit of a boost? And also the fact that you're in the shadows of the Atlanta Braves. Talk about the positives, the benefits, and maybe some of the challenges being so close to your major league affiliate.
Sure. I'll start with the first one. I think the big thing when we're talking about getting people to the ballpark is engaging the community. And so we're adding staff right now. We're doing a lot of hiring to beef up our efforts so that we can have people to get in the community, get face-to-face with community leaders, business leaders, community organizations, and create programs that allow people the opportunity to build relationships, have fun, and develop business all by using Coolray Field. Using a sports venue to develop business is not a new concept, but it's about making that atmosphere one that is perfect for local businesses. And we really want to focus our sales efforts on Gwinnett and the surrounding counties. You know, we're not going to go over to SunTrust Park and steal a bunch of fans to come over here. That's not the goal. That's not not something we're focused on. And I love the fact that we're a Braves affiliate in Braves country. Yes, they're close, but have you tried to scoot across 285 very often? It's not the most fun thing. However,
you've learned that quickly.
Absolutely. And so, but at the end of the day, I love the fact that people can come see players here and then shoot over to SunTrust Park. Beautiful new ballpark with the battery surrounding it. Such a great destination for people. And see those guys up there. But before you see them, you see the next stars right in your backyard in such an intimate atmosphere. You can't get far enough away from the field to have a bad seat. As far as being, this close to the Braves, sure, yeah, there's going to be people who say, hey, I want to go to Braves games. And we say, go at it. But at the same time, there is a market of people who want to come here for those family value prices and the fan experience. And I think that's the thing that I'm going to focus on most is if you take care of people and they know the expectation from the time that they pull into the parking lot to the time that they leave, how they're going to be treated, the expectation of service, quality, those are things I can control. Those are things that I have my hands in every day. So having my hands in those things and delivering on that will make people want to say, yeah, I know what I'm getting when I come to Coolray Field. And so we're going to have a good time.
Adam, thank you so much for appearing on our show, which is Gwinnett Business Radio. And Mike talked about, you talked about engaging the community. I want to ask you to focus for just a second on the business community. Any business leader listening to this, any business owner listening to this, I think they know that one of the ways they can help partner with the Stripers is to buy tickets, to maybe rent a box, one night or do an event. I want you to talk to the business community about the things they might not be thinking of. What are some of the hidden gems or the things that the business community might not recognize that they can do to partner beyond just doing an event or buying tickets?
Sure. I think a lot of that is being ambassadors in the community for what we do at the ballpark. And so, yes, we of course I want businesses to buy tickets and rent luxury suites and things like that. But what we're going to do once those things happen is have the personal service touch to take care of their clients. When you come out to and this is no disrespect to any other team, it's just a size of their organization. So whether it's the Falcons or the Braves or whoever else it is, not every sales rep can meet you at the front gate and give you a private behind-the-scenes VIP tour of the ballpark before the game, take you down on the field, get your picture taken in the dugout. Those unique things that are perfect for minor league baseball. So, we're really going to engage the fan base with unique opportunities at the ballpark. And so I would say to those business leaders, if you come out, and when you come out, the if you have a great experience, share it with your friends. You know, talk about us. Be ambassadors in the community for the good things that we're going
to
be doing.
And I'm gonna do a shout out to the Stripers as they've already existed up to this point. And I know you'll build on this and do it even better. I know multiple small business owners. The opportunity to have a table outside the stadium where you can, you know, distribute literature to people who are coming in. You know, business owners, all it's a numbers game. You're trying to get in front of as many people. Get in front of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people to be able to give them literature, to give them things about, you know, a little giveaway or whatever. It's a very affordable way to network your business and advertise your business, other than just, hey, let me have a billboard or let me have something. That, I mean, this is a personal interaction with fans.
I would completely agree with you. And at the end of the day as well, my philosophy with our partners, we have so many good partners already, but my philosophy is, you know, gone are the days when you just go to a business and say, let me dump a bucket of paint on the outfield wall and we'll talk to you in 5 months when the season's over. I mean, my philosophy is, what are your goals as a business? You know, there's almost a million people just in Gwinnett County. And the reality is there's so many good people here that there are businesses that want to engage that community. And so there probably is a dominant branding component, but what is the activation component? What's the community component? What's the hospitality component we can work with those partners on to help them accomplish their goals?
Well, and I think also, so the one of the unique things about you guys as the Stripers is there's the ability to do that small thing that is very big with a table. I'm just a person with a table and handing out literature. But you guys also have this beautiful sign right on Georgia Highway 20 where thousands and thousands of, it's not quite 285, but it can get a little packed too, and people can see your message.
36,000 cars a day.
There you go. So you can be as small or as big as you want with the Stripers to get what you need.
Absolutely.
Again, you weren't going to give away the promotions. You're not going to let the fans interact to manage the players, hold up signs with it, save or steal or anything like that. Let me ask you, one of my passions beyond baseball is the food. And if people have not enjoyed some of the food at the Stripers game, they're missing out. So talk a little bit about, again, part of that game day experience, some of the food, and I don't know if you can share any changes there or if there's anything to share there, but talk a little bit about the gastrointestinal joys of Cool-Ray Field.
Of course. I think you guys are probably like me. I mean, at every sporting event I've ever gone to, when I'm driving up at the ballpark, in my mind I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm going to get in the front gates. I know exactly where I'm going to go. I'm going to get this food. I'm going to do that. Food is such a big part of all that we do. And so, I mean, we have some great partners on the food side. We're looking to bring in some additional local options as well. But we, at the end of the day, I know we're going to hire a brand new executive chef this year. And so I don't know all that's going to be new yet, because that person should be starting within the next couple of weeks. But I do know leading up to the season, March 3rd, we're going to have a preseason party open to the community. It's free. Come on out, get your hot dog, get your soda. There's going to be a whole lot of other fun things going on at the ballpark that day. And then we're also going to have a couple of tastings and things where people can come out and try out some of our new items that we highlight. I mean, we're in Georgia, so you know we're going to have good barbecue. You know, everybody wants to come out to the ballpark and have a nice hot dog and a nice cold beverage. So we're always going to have those staples, but we are going to do some unique things on the food side.
I want to be the Business Radio X person that gets the scoop of the new food. I'm calling it now, Mike.
Well, you'll have to make a deal with Adam after the show.
He'll have to come here first.
That's right.
Yes, you found a sweet spot for Steven. That is the food area. All right, we're talking with Adam English, the general manager of the Gwinnett Stripers. So those are folks that knew that you were going to come on. They want to, as they say, enough of the business. We want to hear a little bit about baseball, so we'll go a little bit there, if that's okay, Adam.
Of course.
When I've worked in minor league baseball, and I've worked several years as well, we always said, you know, we can't control what happens on the field. Win, lose, or draw, whatever happens on the field, you're going to have a good time off the field. But on the field, for the Stripers over the years, and before that, the Braves, a lot of great prospects have come through. I mean, I remember Freddie Freeman and Jason Haywood and Craig Kimbrell, and the last year and a half, Ronald Acuna was there. Talk about what you expect, because the Braves right now are going through a youth movement, so you're going to see some great players coming through Gwinnett.
We are. I'm excited. So, and the Braves are also building a new spring training facility down in Northport. So I'm excited to go down and see that at the end of March. I'm headed down to spring training at the beginning of March as well, and that's when we find out really what our roster looks like. But You said it. There's a youth movement.
Yeah.
We're going to see talent. You know, the reigning NL Rookie of the Year, Ronald Acuna Jr., was with us at a point last year. I mean, you talked about proximity as well. There's going to be opportunities for, you know, I mean, we don't want anyone to get injured. But if baseball is a long season and people get nicked up. And so when they rehab, what a convenient spot to come see us. So you're going to get to see a little big league talent down here. You know, hopefully not, but it, right. If it happens, we'll welcome it.
I remember a few years ago when Brian McCann was with the team, and I know he's back with the team now, but yeah. McCann came down for some rehab in Gwinnett, and it was so – of course, he's from Duluth. He's from Gwinnett.
Yes.
He's a Gwinnetian. But the interaction between him and all the fans there, which you really don't get quite as much at the major league level, they're a little bit more accessible. And something that I know the team has always promoted is those seats right behind home plate, you're actually closer to home plate than the pitcher's mound.
Absolutely.
So that you have that different access to the players, which is really cool.
You really do. And I've seen it at every one of my stops. You know, I've run into season ticket members and fans who say, hey, I got to know this player when they were with you guys. And you know what? I actually texted them, and they stopped over and saw me when they were up at the bigs. And it's that access to the fans and that that the players, you know, our players are so generous and with their time, with their autographs, with everything that they do. And they make real bonds with our fans at times, and so that's something that's so unique to minor league baseball that it's so valuable and it's unique. I mean, you think about a kid who comes out to their first minor league baseball game, who gets a ball signed or starts a relationship. Some of those things transcend their entire careers.
Well, and it's not only that. So, of course, going to see the youth movement, and when Freddie Freeman was coming up and he played, I mean, that's absolutely probably top notch. But to me, it's the other thing. It's the Clint Sammons, you know, the first catcher that we had, and then it's, you know, Gattrell and some of these guys who are, I don't want to say career minor leaguers, but very highly qualified baseball players who maybe got a cup of coffee or sometime up in the big leagues, but they are solid players. And
the Kevin Costners of the
minor
league world.
And just enjoying watching good baseball. And the other thing about the access to the players, you talk about the seats being closer to the pitcher's mound. Because it's a one-level stadium as far as seating goes, there is no bad seat in that house. Now, there might be a seat that's more in the sun than in the shade, and that might make it tough on a hot July afternoon, but there every seat is close enough, and you get to see so much more detail. You get to hear the coaches yelling. You get to hear some of that stuff. And as far as players' access, you know, kids getting autographs and stuff like that, of course they do it pregame, but, man, go hang out in the parking lot after the game. There, at least someone is going to stop every night. Every time, as our kids were growing up, that we would go out there, they'd always get three or four autographs, and everybody's so nice about it.
Can you see the passion in this guy, Steven, here? He's more passionate about baseball. When he found out you were coming on, he's like a kid in a candy store.
I love it.
Adam, for those that would like to find out more, either get tickets, which I think is one side, you know, there's couple revenue models, obviously, as you're familiar with, people that want tickets and so forth, season tickets, ticket packages, where can they get that information? And for the business owners that are listening to the show that would like to get more information about sponsorships or ticket packages that are more corporate, where can people get all this information?
People can go to www.ghoststripers.com for all of that. Our website's a great tool. I mean, it's going to tell you what we're doing in the community, how to get in contact with the right people, how to buy tickets, what, you know, when we release our promotional schedule, all of our fun things are going to be on there. And I know one of the things I failed to mention earlier was, you know, something unique about Gwinnett County is, you know, the 16 different cities that make up Gwinnett County. And so we're going to have a lot of community nights that engage those communities. And so, And beyond at the ballpark, we're going to be in those communities. We're going to be at community events. We're going to be at town centers. So those things, go to GoStripers.com for all information, and come on out to Cool Ray Field.
Please give our best to Chopper.
I will. You'll see
best
him a lot, too.
Best mascot in minor league baseball, without a doubt.
There you go, Chopper.
Absolutely.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you.
We wish you the best in 2019 and beyond.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a pleasure talking to both of you.
Adam English, the Vice President, General Manager, new General Manager of the Gwinnett Stripers here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, I have to tell you, I have the easiest segue in the history of me being on this show with you.
How's that?
It is very obvious that you and I love baseball, yes. Right? Love is also what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. See, I told you, easiest segue
it was.
In the history of the show.
And we talked at the top of the show about Eastside Medical Center coming on board as our newest partner. Subaru has been with us now for about 4 years or so.
And by the way, I have an explanation of why I had a little bit of chest pain. My heart was beating so fast because we were getting to talk to Adam English.
There you go. Want to remind everybody, you can listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7. Just go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and click on Gwinnett Business Radio, and you'll see all the episodes there for you. We're going to cut out all the ums and us.
But we're live, Mike.
Yeah, I know. But not the podcast. We can fix that.
All right.
See, you got me doing it again now. Want to thank our producer, Trey. Any final words, Stephen?
I'm just glad we went through the whole show and I never called Adam English Alex English.
Yes. People and the youngsters that don't know who Alex English is.
The millennials have no idea what I just said.
Look it up.
Go Google it.
Our thanks to Adam. Go Stripers. Be sure to go out to a game this year. And for you business owners out there, don't wait till the season begins before you talk to Adam and the rest of his staff about sponsorships. They're working on that right now during the offseason, so get with them as soon as possible.
In the front of the line get the best deal.
There you go. So thanks to the Stripers. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Trey and our listeners. And we'll see you next time. For Steve and I, Mike, here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man! You gotta beat the man! Woo!